flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. And maybe you can actually win 20 grand in the slam dunk contest with that Odyssey app. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Going to talk a little puck with Ole Kolzig. It's the third era's night where they're going to turn back the clock to recognize the third era of the Caps history when they play the Jets. All fans in attendance are going to receive a Peter Bondra and Ole Kolzig duo bobblehead. Of course, you can watch the Caps on Saturday, February 1st. Puck drop at 7. Good morning, Ole.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
What do you think about yourself being on a bobblehead with Peter Bondra?
This will probably be my... sixth or seventh bobblehead.
Nice. Oh, it's old hat for you.
Yeah, I mean, you're nice.
First duo, and I think it's probably the first one that my kids were actually excited about and asked about. They were, when I was playing, they were too young to even know what a bobblehead was. So,
right. I'm stunned at the popularity of bobbleheads. We did bobbleheads for us for one of our anniversaries, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, and the people interested in it. Okay, we have fans that listen a long time, but like, people will have like bedrooms full or dens full of bobbleheads. You go online, they sell for, you know, if it's the right bobblehead that's not mass produced, I mean, they could get loads of money for it.
It's crazy.
The collectability of them is insane to me.
Well, because they're doing them for everything. It's not just, it's not just athletes. I know one of our trainers down in. And Hershey, he's got what you're talking about. He's got a room full of them, and there are some of them up there. You're like, who's that guy? And then you find out he's a politician, or they're not just athletes anymore. And they're fun. They do a good job, and then some of them can be pretty comical.
Do you feel like do you feel handsome shamed at all by sharing your bobblehead with dreamy Peter Bondra?
Hey, what are you saying?
I know that Ole's a handsome guy too, but I mean, Peter Bondra is super dreamy.
I'm his beast. I'm the beast of his beauty. You know, there's always this, you know, it's opposites attract. And I've always said that I have a face for radio. That's why I'm doing this with you guys and not on ESPN. Bonsai was our Alex Ovechkin back in the day. And,
yep.
You know, he's, he's loved this area so much. He continues to live here. He's a big, you know, obviously works with the team now, and we've had a great relationship over the years. And so it's good to be that he's my bobblehead partner.
Hey, can you kind of take us back, since you guys are celebrating the eras in the third era, to, for Caps fans, it was the first Stanley Cup run. Obviously, you guys didn't win it, but I remember that was early in our career. It was a huge thing. I went out to, I mean, you guys, it wasn't like you were practicing in Arlington back then. You were in, you know, nearby Crofton.
Odenton.
And there were, like, I remember going out there and interviewing when you guys, like, clinched getting in there. And take us through that scene. It was hundreds of fans just to see you get there.
You know, that was probably one of the more special nights, is when we beat Buffalo, and we got back to Piney Orchard.
Piney Orchard. I was forgetting the
morning. Two in the morning after celebrating in the dressing room and on the plane back. And we knew something was going on. Something special was going on, because we were about a mile or so from the rink, and we'd already see the cars lined up. And, you know, it's a small arena. It doesn't hold a lot of people. But we walked in the room, and we just walked right on the ice, and the place was just packed, you know, chanting caps, and it was a really, really special moment, I think, in the DMV's connection with the Capitals. I think that was the start of something special. And then obviously, you know, when the next era came through, that's really when hockey took off. But that was, yeah, that was so much fun, and I just feel so bad that, you know, we couldn't at least win one game in the finals. But you know what? When you look back, history will tell you that Detroit team is one of the greatest ever in the NHL. And
yep.
And so, you know, this is nothing, you don't regret anything from that series. I mean, hats off to a great franchise, and it was just a lot of fun that whole spring.
Do you still keep in touch with some of the guys that you made that run with from that team, outside of Bonder, who you mentioned, you know, kind of works with the team in conjunction with you? Do you still keep up with those guys?
Yeah, there's a handful. Craig Berube, Dale Hunter. Whenever I'm in town, you know, Sylvain Cotes, we get together and talk. Callie Johansson. Brendan Witt's kind of fallen off the map. You know, we had, I don't know, Witter's a wilderness guy, so we don't know where he's at right now, but he was one that we stayed in touch for quite a bit. There's, you know, but it's like anything, right? Out of sight, out of mind. But the great thing is, whenever, you know, like when we got together in October for opening night and that whole 50th celebration, it was just like, you know, the series, the playoff run ended last week. You know, it was just, we just connected again, and then just talked like we were teammates, and there was no time that passed by. And then that's the great thing of having, being a part of a team like that. You know, the 2018 Stanley Cup team will be like that. They'll be forever, bound. And whenever they get together, it'll feel like no time has passed. And they'll just relive all those special moments.
We're joined by Caps great Ole Kolzig. So when this season started, this current season, I was a little bit skeptical when I heard they were going to platoon Charlie Lindgren and new arrival Logan Thompson. Turns out it's worked out beautifully for the team, and Logan Thompson is having a remarkable season. He just got rewarded for it with that extension he just signed earlier this week. Talk about that plan. What did you think of it going into the season? You know, as a goalie, do you want to be the guy that starts 55 or 60 games and have your backup play 20-ish? Or do you like the plan? And, Logan, you know, speak on Logan Thompson and how impressive he's been.
Well, first off, the game has changed so much. It used to be, you know, like when I played, you'd play 85% of the games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was on a different talk show earlier this morning, and I brought it up that the game is so different now, that there's so much parity, that the pressure to win on a nightly basis is so great that you need your freshest guy in there. So for them to be able to have two guys that can do that and be fresh every night is such a bonus. And then you know, on top of that, going into the playoffs, yeah, there's probably going to be one guy that'll get the nod, but to know that if something happened, if he got hurt or wasn't playing well, that you knew the guy that on the guy on the bench could just go in there and platoon and it'd be seamless, I think is such a bonus for us. We always, from a goaltending department, we've always respected Logan Thompson. You know, we were the first team to sign him out of Canadian college. And so we knew what was there. We obviously went to a different organization and we weren't able to, you know, to develop him the way we wanted to, but he developed great in Vegas. I mean, he was the AHL goalie of the year a few years ago, was in the NHL All-Star in the NHL All-Star game 2 years ago, or even maybe might've been last year. And, you know, unfortunately he had a bit of an injury bug and, you know, wasn't able to maybe help out in Vegas's, you know, Stanley Cup run they had, but, we knew what we were getting. But he's really, I think, surpassed what we really thought was coming. And it's just been great to see. He's definitely earned the contract and, you know, we're happy for him. And, you know, I'm sure something will get done with Chucky. He's been such a great, great guy for this organization, unbelievable teammate. And, you know, it'd be tough to kind of break up that duo moving forward.
Talking to Olaf Kolzig, they've got the third Eras night coming up at Capital One, the third era of Capital's history when they play the Jets. Puck drops at 7 p.m. February 1st. Of course, you can watch the Caps on Monumental Sports. All right, so, Ole, you did overlap with Ovi. And I kind of want you to tell us what it was like the first time you saw him in action. He's going to break the record here in the coming months. What did you see, like, initially in practice from Ovi? Did you know immediately? I mean, obviously, he had a reputation before you played with him. But did you know immediately this guy's super special?
Yeah, you know he was special. First practice when he came down and you know, took one of his patented one-timers on me, I was like, whoa, I'm glad that didn't hit me. but you, I guess, you don't foresee how special he's going to be. What he's done for hockey in the DMV, and then obviously with what's going on with the Gretzky record, I thought that was a record that would never be broken. Especially in today's game where defense is so good, goaltenders are so good, you know, longevity, you know, he's stayed fairly healthy. But you just, when you think of Wayne Gretzky, you're just like, there's no way, nobody's ever going to break any of his records. And then 3 years ago, you start looking at Ovi's goal totals and you're like, wait a minute. You start penciling it out and go, wow, you know, if he's on this pace for the next 3 years, he could do it. And he's just an amazing individual. I mean, he had such a great start to the season and then he gets hurt and then you're like, oh boy, you know, it's going to be tough to, you know, get that momentum back, especially at his age. And lo and behold, he just continues doing what he's doing. And I think now it's so close and he sees it. It's right in front of him that I think he's going to do anything and everything to get it done this year.
Hey, Ole, my producer just told me in my ear, Matt, you already spoke to him, that he used to watch you when you were with the Tri-City Americans back in the day in the late 80s. I think you were there 88 through 90.
Yeah.
And you were his superstar. He loved you. How old were you, Nate?
He told me that when he was 8 years old. I'm like, oh, wow, thanks for making me feel old. But yeah. What a small world. I mean, Tri-Cities, Washington back then, I mean, there was 100,000 people. And, you know, for him to be here and we talked today, and that was it's pretty cool.
How soon after Tri-City did you join the Caps? Was it the next year?
Yeah, so I got drafted in 89. So it was I got drafted in 89. I played for about a month with the Caps, and then I got sent back to finish one more year junior.
Gotcha.
And then it was probably – I turned pro the next year after that, but it was probably another 4 or 5 years before became full-time with the Caps.
When was the last time you laced it up and, like, played? Do you play, like, beer league? Like, what do retired NHL guys do?
Yeah, you still got to skate a little bit?
The last time I laced it up as a goalie was my last game in the NHL.
Okay.
But I've played now as, like, a defenseman or a forward in whether we have alumni games or if I'm in Hershey and – you know, we're skating the extras and we play 3-on-3. You know, I love doing that. But you know what? I've got two new hips, and I know with my competitiveness, if I put my pads on, I'm going to be seeing the doctor the next day because I'm going to try to do anything and everything to stop the puck, and then, right, you know, sure, I'll blow out another hip.
Right. I don't know if EB saw this story, and maybe this is why you asked the question, and you can chime in on this, but this came out in the last week or so that Robert Luongo, who was a longtime goalie in the league, did just that and stepped in a beer league game in a 40 and over adult hockey league in South Florida. And I think his team won 4-1 or 5-1.
Well, I mean, did he get hurt? Did he get hurt too?
These guys are lifers.
No, he's an ex-goalie, and he just somebody asked him to play, and he showed up.
That's the old guys. They play pickup.
But still, that's unfair, Ole. Like even a 40-plus-year-old goalie that has that much experience in the league, he's gonna turn away all those beer league shots for the most part.
Yeah, they said he was a replacement goalie. He waddled in. The other team was like, oh, that guy was in the league for 19 years.
Right. Hilarious.
And I think I don't remember him having any really serious joint issues. Like, I don't think he had any major surgeries. So good for him, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, there was Dwayne Rolison played until he was 40 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, you know, there's possibility. I mean, Jaromir Jagr just finished playing. I think he just retired this year and he was like 52. So there's some unicorns out there. That's
but he was playing for the Beer League Leafs.
Hey, he was having fun.
Well, okay, so Beer League Leafs in South Florida is probably a little different than Beer League Leafs in Toronto.
Right.
The standard of hockey is probably just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Hey, Ole,
I'll give him credit for doing that because I know I wouldn't do it.
Hey, Ole, real quick. Tough loss last night, even though they got the point in overtime in Ottawa, but they come back tomorrow and play Winnipeg. Best two teams in the league in terms of points, Caps and the Jets. 74 and 75 points tomorrow night.
Yeah, definitely going to be a good measure for us, see where we really stack up in the league. We lost last night, but you know what? We had valiant effort coming back from 3-1, 4-2, and getting a point, you know, which could be a very important point coming near the end of the year. So it's a team that you never count out. And it's just it's such a really connected group of guys. I think, you know, going into the season, we were probably just overlooked by everybody. And, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of fanfare around us. But I think that the guys that we brought in, and obviously the coaching staff has done a phenomenal job. The goaltending has been fantastic. I think everything has just come together, and there's a lot to be said about chemistry and having the right guys on a team to have success.
Always been a pleasure talking to you. It's the third Eras night. Congratulations on the bobblehead with Peter Bondra. Game, of course, puck drops at 7 p.m. February 1st. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Ole.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Good to hear from you.
Ole the goalie. Yeah, I couldn't remember the name of it. Like, I was like, it's not Crofton. Piney Orchard. I went to Piney Orchard that night, and there were like hundreds of people. Sure. That's back when we used to hustle.
It was a big deal.
Yes.
I lived in Piney Orchard. I could have walked there from my old condo.
Right. Odenton, right?
Yep. Yeah. That was my spot.
Yeah, but you were probably still double dipping and working at Toys R Us.
I was working at Toys R Us.
Not in 99 or 98.
In 97, I was. Or 97. I can't even remember.
Not once we did full time.
But it was around there. I definitely lived there and worked at a spot where there's a giraffe head on my paycheck.
Yep.
Every 2 weeks.
That paycheck was a lot smaller than
it is. A lot smaller.
Coming up next, comedian Sam Morrell is going to join us. He's part of the Heirs Tour.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be at Warner Theater next week. He joins us next here on the job.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monkeys. scheduled to join us shortly is Sam Morrell. He'll be at the Warner Theater next Friday at 7 p.m. Comedian. He'll be in town a week from tonight.
I think he has open hostility towards morning shows.
Okay. Oh, this will be fun.
I do. That's what I think. And he just. Oh, really? But I get it. I mean, you know, you're a comedian. You don't want to get up in the morning and.
I understand that.
Do an interview, promote your. You know.
Well, certainly if the show is sold out, like that, I'd be like, the show is sold out. So
why do I have to promote?
Why do I wake up at 8 or 9?
One thing I'll give Norton credit for is even if he was sold out, he would come in and do the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I just say this about the English language? And I grew up with parents who both had accents and, you know, spoke
English
Spanish,
wasn't their
Italian, wasn't their first language.
Yeah.
How do you have a prayer if you're learning the English language to pronounce this guy Morrell? When it ends R-I-L-L.
It's just the
no,
how do you pronounce
R-R-I-L.
Bill?
R-I-L. There's only one L.
Oh, okay. I saw two L's for some reason.
Yeah. It's M-O-R-R-I-L.
Look, names are
even
not,
so.
They're not always pronounced the way they look. I mean, we've known English long enough to know that. Now, for people that are just learning it, like you said,
well,
good luck to them.
It throws me. You guys always break my balls when I... It throws me something like Ariana Grande... I don't know if it's Grande. I get confused.
Well, Dran, you've heard it.
Grande still has an incredulous look on his face.
You've heard it pronounced Grande a billion times.
I don't. I'm not some huge Ariana Grande fan.
Well, no, you don't have to be a fan. I am.
I've heard of a Grande coffee cup.
But where'd you come up with Bezos?
B-E-Z-O-S. Bezos.
Yeah, but it's not B-E-E.
I don't know. To me, it looks like Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably
shouldn't be Bezos.
He should change the spelling.
It should be
B-A-Y. Bezos.
Yeah.
B-A-Y-Z-O-S.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Ron and Fez. Wasn't Ron and Fez.
Ron and Fez.
Right.
Yeah. That one's...
I'm defending you on that. It shouldn't be Bez.
All of those tricked
JP.
Me up. All of those.
Hey, JP.
Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one. We butcher a lot of names on this show over the years. Then it just becomes a bit. It becomes a running bit.
All right, so Sam Morrell is scheduled to join us.
Yes.
They're trying to track him down.
Okay.
Well, he's heard from his publicist.
Yeah. But he's already sold out?
I don't know.
JP says it's sold out.
Oh, I don't know. You said it, so I bought it.
No, I said if it's sold out, then I'd be like, I don't know if I'd be that keen on doing a radio hit. I mean, like, the tickets are already sold. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, he's popular. He was probably sold out.
Yeah. Well, he ain't getting up.
Yeah, but as EB said, you know, Jim Norton comes on our show regardless if he's sold out because it's the way that, you know, Sebastian Maniscalco came on.
I need some Voss in my life. We need to get Voss back.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, what's he been doing?
The last thing I saw, he was doing, like, gardening bits.
He had what? That guy's been sober for, like, 30-some years, right?
Yeah.
Is he drinking mock cocktails now?
Because mocktails?
He definitely had a drink in his hand in one of his clips he posted.
Could be a mocker.
Really?
Could be.
I was a little disappointed. I heard him on, no offense to her, but I heard him on Michelle Beadle's radio show the other day.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I was like, he's doing other sports radio shows.
He should do ours?
Yeah, like I feel like he doesn't check in with us enough.
Well, why don't you reach out to him?
What about Burr? Burr used to come on our show. He's too big time.
He's
massive.
He used to come on sometimes just to
hang out.
Talk about the Red Sox.
No. Yeah. He wanted to hang out.
You'll never see him again.
Never.
You know who else
Billy
wanted
Burr.
To hang
he's
out
awesome.
One time? Jim Florentine. He was like, after the show, just lingering.
Good
I couldn't kick him out of
nice
the
guy.
And he was like, what are you guys doing today?
Yeah, but he's not nearly on the level of Bill Burr.
He's not, but at that time, they were all kind of in the same
They ran in the same groups. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Bill Burr part of the Comedy Virus when we did the Comedy Virus show?
He used to do a lot of stuff with them.
Like he's so big.
Huge.
Like if he plays MGM National Harbor, that's a small room for him,
and that
room holds like 4,000.
Yeah,
like
I saw him there.
Yeah, I mean he's playing like Capital One. He's playing big arena, like the biggest rooms.
Let me say about him. Me and my buddy Eric went to that show with our wives.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much a guy's comic. They hated Bill Burr for some reason.
So the girls did?
The girls hated
him. Oh, they did?
Yeah, that might be like a fella's night out type of bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think the same thing with Norton. I actually set up a bachelor party for a buddy to go to the DC Improv back in the day to go see Jim Norton.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's very good. It's good at his craft.
All right. I think they got him on.
I think we're talking to him here. Hold on a second.
Okay. Let's see. angry he is.
Yeah. See how much he hates us, sight unseen.
Yeah. Is he calling? No. What happened?
He's dead.
No, I was talking to Voss. Oh. He's on a plane. Oh, yeah. He didn't call me back, though.
I'm on a plane now.
Oh, you actually called him and he called you back?
I can't believe he picked up. Yeah.
Wait, P-L-A-N-E.
It's Rich Voss. I don't have any vowels in my name.
I said, Matt from the Junkies, we're talking about you. They're upset you never check in with them.
What did he say?
He goes, I'm on a plane.
Do you guys have any golf hookups? I mean, that's the first thing he's going to come in with.
You know, business not booming if he's picking up random numbers.
on an airplane.
Yeah, on an airplane.
Somebody calls me on an airplane. Are you kidding? No chance I'm answering it.
Can you find out if, did he like fall off the wagon? I can't imagine it's a mocktail. Right?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's been like 30 plus years sober, and all of a sudden he's got like a tutti frutti drink.
My wife drinks mocktails all the time.
I know, my wife.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
never know,
he likes
though,
the taste of it.
I know it's not the same, but we have a buddy. I just saw him in L.A. when I was there, who became a vegetarian. And he was a vegetarian for like a decade.
Yeah.
And he said one day, all of a sudden, he was like, I think I want to have a steak.
Yeah.
And he just dropped the whole vegetarian bit.
Yeah, good.
He lived that life for a decade.
Yeah.
Hamburger.
And it came to his senses.
Yeah, it came to his senses.
I miss a big fat cheeseburger.
Right. I just was surprised. I didn't get it. One thing about Voss, by the way, morals never calling. It's over.
Yeah, that's done.
Morale.
By the way, you came up with a third nice pronunciation.
Morale.
Hey, boys, it's Sam Morale. I'm going to call. I hate morning shows.
EB was watching his YouTube for 2 hours.
I know.
Like
I tried to do my homework.
Well, he did it.
Can you give me my time back?
How about the clip that you were watching from Good Morning Baltimore? That was awkward.
Well, the thing is, he's hostile.
Yeah.
This guy, Sam Morrell, is hostile. Is that how you say his name?
Sam Morrell. Yeah.
He's hostile to these things. And I know a lot of comics are.
She was setting him up with, I didn't see the opening, but it seemed like she was setting him up like, what are you going to talk about on stage?
Yeah. Oh, Valdez came in and said, whatever you do, don't ask him to do his bits. Because then he's just going to kamikaze.
So I think he fired back. She's like, what are you going to talk about stage? And he was like, Hitler,
yeah,
the Holocaust, poop.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But he might.
Maybe.
He might. Those are all fair game.
I guess, sure.
I mean, they're very cliche and hacky, but, who knows?
I mean, I would guess it's hard to get yucks talking about the Holocaust.
He is Jewish. Like,
okay, I guess maybe from that. Lens, maybe?
Says he's Jewish and 1/8 Turkish.
Okay, but
I will say this.
Even if you're Jewish, I think it's hard to get laughs talking about Auschwitz.
I think it's a pretty well-known comedy cliche that when like young comics come up, and we have a youngster in here, so I'd be careful. Mm-hmm. But like maybe like sex topic,
right?
Is it easy laugh?
Sure.
And when Dukes did his stand-up,
you were going to go to.
He went so hardcore on like. Some like what? Really, really awful sexual things.
Right.
And I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, you did?
Well, you also were
You also were
super hammered that night because we happened to be going to DC Improv mostly because Chad Dukes was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And out of a surprise, Frank Caliendo showed up like he was going to be there that weekend, but he showed up early.
Mm-hmm.
And Caliendo was in the crowd for that. But later on, Caliendo did some of his act and EB was on his cell phone the whole time.
Was Dukes better than Caliendo?
He was very funny. No, Caliendo's great. But Dukes is great, too.
Dukes is funny.
I thought Dukes did a great job.
He went straight into porn. Mm-hmm. It was like the first joke.
Oh,
I don't want to get into it because he went into porn studio. But he went in way more than just
pickup. Yeah.
He went hardcore.
Yes, he went into a specific genre.
Hey, Voss update for you.
Yeah.
You said, no way, Club and Cranberry. Next month is 39 years.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So.
Good for him, man.
Almost 40 years. That's pretty amazing.
It makes sense. I was flummoxed. I didn't understand it. It looked like a cocktail. All I could think of was mocktail. But, okay, good. Confirmed.
And Sam overslept. He's going to call in next segment.
Oh, yeah. Supposedly.
So now we get a sleepy hospital.
It's okay.
No. It's okay. He doesn't want
to
do it.
You're the only one who's not up to date on big, silly comedians.
I know nothing about Sam Morrow.
I'm not the only one.
I'm sure
he's a big, silly. He doesn't want to do it.
Maybe he does.
Okay, if he wants to do it.
Well, he wouldn't have agreed to do it.
He probably
did. Well, but his agent might have told him to do it.
His agent probably set it up.
His booking agent.
Well, I know, but his agent probably said, yeah, you got to call the show.
And you went, okay, sure. Yeah, I'll meet you there.
Oh, okay.
Rich update number two. He said,
why didn't you skull?
If I were to fall off the wagon, I'm not a P word, I'd be back on crack.
It's a good response.
Right. Right.
It's not just going to fall off the wagon with a Budweiser.
Well, all right, so comedian Sam Morrell.
Morrell.
Scheduled to join us again, but this time in the next segment, we woke him
Bickle,
up.
Bickle's got 10 questions for him.
No, only if he wants to. Or if all he wants to be hostile, that's fine.
We'll have some fun with him next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We got 106.7 The Fan live tonight. Tally-ho Theater, sold-out show. Should be a fun time, so... Mm-hmm. Look forward to meeting some of you tonight at the Tally Ho Theater.
Looking forward to it. Should be a great time.
And there was an email. I don't know who it was targeted towards, mm-hmm. but there was an email that said, kind of cool it on the drinking.
Yeah, basically have mocktails instead of cocktails was kind of the takeaway.
I mean, unless
I don't know if it went that far, but it was like, I know. Just don't pound them until the show's done.
Right. Just be responsible.
And then have a ride home.
Act like you've been there before.
Well, I'm definitely going to pregame.
Yeah.
I know Jason will. Jason's never done anything outside of work related, that he wasn't
pre-game
drunk for.
Well, I don't think he gets drunk, but I don't think
there's ever. I
think you're right. I don't know that there's ever been one instance of an appearance
that Jason doesn't
our
have
TV
booze
show
on his
like Chunks TV, Table Manners, anything over the years where you haven't had at least one.
It loosens me up.
Right. All right. Is Sam on? All right. They say Sam is on. Yeah. Let's see.
Sam,
what's up, bud?
Slinging Sammy.
So let's be honest. You hate doing this, right?
No, I actually don't mind it, but I couldn't sleep last night for some reason. And, yeah, this isn't like a game I'm playing.
No, I didn't think it was necessarily a game, but it's just like, you know, I get it. We had a lot of comedians come in through the years, and they, you know, who wants to get up in the morning? You work late at night. You got to get up in the morning, promote something that's probably already close to sold out, if not sold out. I mean, I get it. But you don't mind.
I've been pretty good about getting up early lately, and I think it's one day I just cracked. I don't know. But bad night's sleep. The weather sucks in New York. It's hard to find a nice little balance when it's this cold out between like insanely hot and comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know if it's sold out. You can get tickets.
That was the Julius complaint of all time. I'm sorry. I'm like, I had a stuffed nose, guys.
Yeah. You can get tickets for the Errors Tour at Warner Theater. It's coming up next Friday at 7 p.m. So you're in New York right now. Do you hate like for a week there, man, it was just cold and just terrible weather. Like I'm to my wife, I was like, this is why people do move to Florida and stuff.
Yeah, look, I mean, Florida's got a lot of other problems, you know. they got a lot of issues there too, but I don't really care. The cold doesn't bother me that much, to be honest. I'm used to it. You're like, well, you're going to be annoyed in 4 months or whatever when it's insanely hot, or 5 months. So it's just, that's what New York is. It's seasons, you know?
You know, I think I had norovirus and I didn't know it. And a bunch of people said they had norovirus.
Right.
Right. And I guess there was like norovirus swept through. And because I had literally the greenest, you know what, I've ever had in my life. I Googled it right away, and the first thing it said was norovirus. I think I had norovirus.
I'm guessing you guys don't have a lot of female listeners.
Yeah, that's correct. You're very correct on that. You nailed that, Sam.
Yeah. Good read.
Not a lot of female listeners.
Did you know that was a thing? Did you know that was a thing?
Yeah, yeah. No, I've got the same problem with my comedy. A lot of dudes.
Yeah. Big sausage party.
Hey, if they pay the bills.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Sam, are you a Yankees or a Mets fan?
I'm Yankees, but I can't deny that the Mets last year were incredibly fun. Like, that energy was awesome. The Edwin Diaz trumpets. Like, come on. I'm not immune to the charm of the Mets, but I am a Yankees fan.
So what were your thoughts when Soto bounced to cross town?
You know, he's a hell of a player. So it sucks to lose a guy that great, but also there's a weird energy with that guy. Like, the fact that no Yankees reached out to him tells me like there was some weirdness in the locker room.
Hmm.
And also you had all these friends trying to cheer you up. Like, dude, we'll get a bunch of pieces. We'll get a bunch of like okay players to make up for it, which is kind of like getting dumped by a really hot girl. And you're like, just bang a bunch of fours, you know? So it didn't really get us entirely over it, but look, it reminded me of Robbie Cano when the Yankees were going to pay this guy, he's a hell of a player too, and they were going to pay him all this money, and that contract ended up being just like a poison pill. That's the thing. What are they paying him? 50? Is it 15 or 16 years? Regardless, that's insane, dude. Like, most marriages will not make it that long. You want a baseball contract to make it that long? It's too much for me.
Hey, Sam, your Knicks are kind of laughing at my Wizards. Like, we used to kind of be able to hang out in the same neighborhood, Knicks and Wizards fans, but you guys are like third in the East right now, and the Wizards are 6-41. You guys just look at the Wizards like, I mean, that's just a minor league franchise.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the Knicks are laughing at the Wizards. I would say the entire league is laughing right at the Wizards. I mean, Jordan Poole is your best player. You're not going to win a lot of games. Yeah, but you guys got to, like, you got to rebuild. I mean, it's weird that you've been bad for this long and you haven't really figured out any young players that make sense. So that you guys got to figure that out, man. The Knicks right now are cooking. We got, we're a game out of second place. We're rocking. We got two all-star starters. I think there's a case Josh Hart could have been an all-star with the season he's having. He's been unbelievable. You know, I saw someone, I think Fred Katz, who used to write for The Athletic, just tweeted there should be an all-star weekend event of guys who just hustle for loose balls. Like, I'm thinking of, like, Josh Hart and Russell Westbrook, and I was like, damn, I would watch that, you know? So there's something beautiful about the way the Knicks are playing right now. I think Hart is just unbelievable. Brunson and Kat are they've earned their spots as all-star starters. And then you got Bridges and OG who are really playing great as of late.
Dude, you could do sports radio.
Yeah.
Like, you want my job?
No sports, dude.
Huh?
Big
yeah,
sports.
You know more than me. I don't even care anymore.
I'm a pretty big Knicks fan. Yeah. Look, I was a fan during the bad years. How the hell am I going to miss these years, you know?
Yeah, you got to lean in
you
now.
You have thoughts on the Wizards? 6-41. I know. He's the diehard sports fan. I'm just kind of curious.
I think blow it all up. Like, what do you do? Like, why even
that's
have
what they're
Kyle
doing.
Kuzma?
They're in the beginning
because they have to,
of it.
They have Kuzma because you have to spend a certain amount of money. So you can't just have a bunch of G League
okay,
guys
well,
on your
do you
roster.
Do you need Valanciunas? Like, why do you need any of these guys?
No, they're not going to be here long.
They're just roster fillers.
All right, so the guys
they're just placeholders.
The guys want me to ask: when you go on these morning shows and they kick you off, are you trying to get cooked? Are you trolling them, or are they just misinterpreting?
Oh yeah. I'm flattered that you think they're misinterpreting just terrible behavior of mine. Like I'm some artist. No, I think I'm just being an idiot. And, no, they're usually, look, sometimes they seem to like it. Sometimes I'll get that cool producer who's like, nah, this is fun. But
yeah.
That's very rare. I think usually they're like, this guy is annoying.
Well, I saw the one that you did in Baltimore. That wasn't even a big deal. Well, you made a bridge joke. I mean, whatever. That's what.
Well, it was after a bunch of other jokes. I think it was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. If it was just that joke, I think they would have let it fly. But I was being annoying for a long time.
Hey, Sam, does your tour manager...
So you're self-aware that you're in that zone.
But he's doing it on purpose.
So, Sam, you're going to be at Warner Theater next Friday at 7 p.m. And I'm looking at your tour schedule. Is your manager like a slave driver? You're doing like five or six straight dates without a day off. What's going on?
Oh, I mean... The only reason we really took a day off is because of the Super Bowl. Yeah, after that, I'm doing like 11 days. I mean, that's 11 days in a row. Yeah, no, I'm doing a tour bus, so I kind of like – tour buses are really expensive, so I kind of want to make it worth it for me. So, yeah, I don't mind being out for a while and just – you know, I feel like my act gets really good by the end of those runs. So I'm cool with it. I don't mind staying out for a little while.
Yeah, so where is February 7th on this run? Are they getting the good act or like the almost good act?
That's the fourth date on the tour.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Obviously, it gets better as we go along. But I wouldn't book a theater tour if I didn't think I could put on a good theater show right now. So it's still good. I mean, look, I just did six shows in Pittsburgh, and that was my last club, and I thought those all went really well. So I think I'm ready. I think it's just – but, of course, like you tour, the process is you tour, and by the end – you're like, I think I'm ready to tape a special. Some people, I think, just are like, they don't change anything. I change my act a lot throughout the tour, or else I get really bored.
I would think. Yeah, I would totally think that. How often do you walk off the stage and go, that sucked?
A good amount. Yeah. I mean, like I ran an hour at the cellar on Sunday and I was like, man, this is not going well. and I think they could tell I was not having fun, and people like, it was weird. I was like, man, this is bad. And but second half was really good. I think they didn't know they were a bad crowd. It's weird. I wish life works that way. You know, like you could just tell people, oh, you suck. And they're like, oh, I'll be better. You know, but no,
yeah,
they got
what's
better.
That like? And then, is it because like you're doing stuff that normally kills and you can't believe that it's not killing? Is that the vibe? Or is it like I'm trying new stuff and they don't like it and now I'm depressed?
It's weird. Like, I think, I don't know if it was, it's a really small room at the cellar. And what I do is I don't use my actual name. I use like an alias so they know they're getting like a surprise guest. If I do like a spot, I'll use my name. But for the hour, I kind of want a real read on that. So I went up and I got, you know, they were like, oh, the surprise guest is Sam Morril. And I got a really big pop. I was like, oh, I thought you guys were going to be really sad. It wasn't like Aziz or Amy Schumer or something, but you're happy it's me. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to kill. And then I just was not doing well. So they were like, it was genuine disappointment. The fact that, the fact that they were excited to see me and then they were like, that's it. But then like, I think the problem was sometimes when the room is that small, just doing, I was doing a lot of jokes. Yeah. Like it's very densely written. And I was doing better when I started telling stories. So I think sometimes in smaller rooms, you want to start more conversational, but that's kind of my act right now. And it's built for a bigger room, which is like a Warner Theater type. So, you know, I'm pretty aware of everything I'm doing right or wrong in those moments. And I think, you know, sometimes you just have to get used to telling the jokes. So that way you can, if something goes wrong, you can kind of, you know, sometimes stuff happens during the show and you want to be able
to. It's crazy. How many years have you been doing it now, Sam?
About 20.
20 years, and you still, like, the nuance, the detail, you're still learning every time. Like, it's wild, right?
I mean, you learn because you're learning about a new act, you know? It's almost like you guys talk sports a lot, right? I mean, it's almost like you're a coach and you have a new team. And you're like, all right, well, who's the strongest on the team? Who should open? Who should close? You know, you're kind of figuring it out. And so that kind of keeps you engaged. I think if you're doing the same act, you'd want to kill yourself. But
I totally think that, yeah.
But when you're always writing a new show, it'll keep you engaged. And that's the thing about the world right now. It's like so much crazy stuff has happened even in the last 2 months. You're like, all right, I got to keep. It's amazing. I have like these jokes about the United CEO, and that feels like a year ago now.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Totally.
Sam, like a month ago.
We got to run. We're up against a break. You kept us engaged. We appreciate you calling us.
Oh, good.
And you're going to be at the Warner Theater next Friday and get tickets for the Errors Tour at Warner Theater coming up next Friday. Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Sam Morril.
Oh, there you go.
Sam Morril.
He was into it.
Yeah.
He was into it. He wasn't hostile.
All right. We got to get out of here. For Bish Bucks Cake CB, I'm JP. Have a great weekend. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.